We're good to go.
We good?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Could you all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could we have a moment of silent reflection, please? Thank you. I'd like to welcome you all to the meeting tonight and to remind you that the meeting is being recorded and that recording will appear on the internet. For those of you who have come to our meetings on a regular basis, we had talked about recording our meeting tonight in video. However, that is not going to happen. And when we get to school board discussion items, Glenn will explain as to why it's not happening. Okay, so with that, just so everybody knows that it's not going to happen tonight, and we'll talk about it as a board. Recognitions.
I'd like to thank the McDonald's Corporation for their support of the elementary school playground project. We were able to go to their ribbon-cutting ceremony a week or so ago, and tomorrow there'll be an assembly in the morning. The brand ambassador will be coming to tell us the amount that they generated from their proceeds on the weekend, where they donated 10% of the proceeds for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I just wanted to take a moment to thank them. I also was very happy to, Mr. Napoli and I kind of hit it off, and he liked my tie. It was a McDonald's tie. And so he added an additional $1,000 to the donation in honor of the McDonald's tie. So thank you, Mr. Napoli, and thank you, McDonald's Group. Correspondence none.
Oh, whoa, you're ahead of me. Okay, we'll move right on to public comment. Just as a reminder, this is an opportunity for members of the public to share an idea or concern with the board. Comments are limited to 5 minutes per person. It is not the practice of the board to immediately respond to comments made. However, we do reserve that right. Public comment.
It's not a comment, it's something that...
Name, please.
Fidolfi, James. We have an opportunity. My daughter-in-law, as some of you might know, is Chinese. She's been under contract for several months now in China at a very prestigious tuition boarding school. And she has some students that want to come to the U.S. And 18, 12 and 13-year-olds, very wealthy families, very well-connected families, sort of like mini-ambassadors. And I want, what I thought would be a good idea, would be to incorporate it into the school, where they could come and interact with the students here, their own age, 12 and 13, what they require is some families to put them up. They want to experience American culture. They need a classroom, a couple hours a morning. They have to continue their courses. And that's about it. It's 4 or 5 days towards the end of February. The date's uncertain. What I brought is, everything I know is here. It's an email. And you can read it. If you want to decide to take part in this adventure, you'll be fine. I'd rather know sooner than later. So, because if you don't, I'm going to find another school. Okay? That's it. Do you have any questions? In general, I'll be glad to answer them, but when you've read through that, you know as much as I do. She said they're very well behaved, and I think it's a great opportunity for kids in our school to meet some children from China, their own age, and I know it's good for them. There can be some children, some American children, their own age. interactive. And, I'll be taking the state house and they'll be going skiing. And as I understand, the parents' responsibilities are supper and bedtime. I think it's a great opportunity for the school. But let me know. I'd appreciate it.
We will.
Thank you.
Just as an FYI, for those of you who have been in this town a while, we used to have a similar program back in the 90s. As a matter of fact, my son took part in it with the child that came over was from France, and he was here for, I think, 6 or 8 weeks. Then my son went over there for 3 weeks or 4 weeks. And I don't know why it stopped, but I do know back in the late 90s that was happening. But, well, I mean, we'll talk about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
I know you're going to be considering your budget, and just don't make a preemptive suggestion. You really need to bring it down. We can't keep having rising budgets. Other towns around us are finding a way to bring their budgets down, presenting budgets that go down. If also, I know you're considering a warrant article for a playground and all the rest of this. I want to strongly suggest that you give fundraising a chance. We've seen the wonderful option that Bob just talked about. After, you know, giving people a chance to do some fundraising, you know, come back in a year, and you know, hopefully they won't have to ask for very much towards it. And it's certainly the playground would be the one to do first, since that's what you guys are saying is, you know, in need, because you know, claims of not being safe. A couple of points to make on that. One was Bob mentioned 2 weeks ago, I believe, that this grant program that the state had was only for health and safety things. Well, if this is a safety issue, that seems like that would fit under there, if it really is a safety issue. If it isn't, then stop claiming that this. Somebody mentioned a kid getting their head stuck between the things. If that's the case, that's because of neglect on the part of its maintenance. Because I know darn well when we built that, and yes, I was out there nailing those railing pieces up between the thing. We had to sit there with the tape measure because there are standards for safety on how far apart they can be. So can't fit into them. So if one of them came out and it wasn't maintained, shame on you, or shame on the people who should have been watching that. And one last thing in terms of fundraising, if you do put this off and wait, I will offer, if KA gets the, makes arrangements to get the dunking booth this summer at the thing, I'll offer to sit up there. It's going to be a sliding scale, $10 a ball for all administrators and former administrators and school board members. We ought to be able to cover it right then and there, knowing how you guys feel about me.
There you go.
Thank you, John. Paul's already got $20.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else wishing to speak?
Summertime.
Okay, any response to what we heard?
Okay. I'd like the administration to look into Jim's suggestion. I think it's a great opportunity if visas are right and for a few days. I don't see any real risk, but I think the administration needs to look into it and give us a recommendation on that Chinese program.
I would agree. Yeah. Anybody else? Okay. We will move on. Board discussion items. Before we move on to item one, I'd like to call. Is that okay about that, Glenn?
Sure. Yep.
Glenn, could you explain what the issues were?
Rich had offered in the previous meeting to bring in a camera system from his work so that we could try it out. Dropped it off Thursday evening, and we sat down with it on Friday afternoon and tried to set that camera up so that we would be prepared for this evening's meeting. And one of the requirements of the camera that Rich brought in is that it utilizes Microsoft Live Meeting. And Live Meeting, Microsoft's Live Meeting, is not a software package that you purchase. It is a service that you purchase through Microsoft that sits out in the cloud. And there are two memberships. There's a very basic membership and the premium membership. The basic membership basically was roughly $5 an individual who is going to participate in that streaming of that information. So if it had been just the school, or let's say Rich and myself, it would have been $10. However, then there's an hourly charge on top of that per hour for the meetings, and they roughly averaged out at $240 per hour for that. The requirement of having Microsoft Live streaming service enabled before this evening's meeting just wasn't going to happen in time. So, and plus, I didn't want to make any changes because this was borrowed equipment. This was not our equipment. It needed to be returned to Rich so he could bring it back to his company as well. And so, consequently, that's why we were not able to do any streaming or filming this evening. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
So, what do we want to do about this? Do we want to continue to pursue it? Well, we had talked about this as a no-risk option of just videotaping for basically for free, but seeing it's not an option. I have a question. If I had my laptop here and I was connected to my work, would it have worked?
You would have been the client to your work's host.
Correct.
So, yes, they would have been streaming their information to you. Your work has already paid for the subscription for the service, so you're just tapping into the web URL to be able to view it.
So that would have worked.
That would have worked. But they would have had to have been doing the broadcasting because they're the ones that paid for the service.
Okay. So, where do we want to go from here? Do we want to drop it? Do we want to pursue other avenues? Or
would your work want to do that? You don't know.
Don't complicate it.
That sounds, yeah. I tend to doubt it. We'll talk after you and I. Glenn.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because I don't want to get into a technical discussion right now. That's what we need to do. But do we want to pursue this any further?
I would pass for now.
You're not interested. No. You just want to let it die.
I mean, I think I'm in favor of pursuing it at some point, but it's probably on the list of priorities. It's probably now more or less on the bottom of the list. I mean, even though it's. I think it's something that I would like to continue to get information on, but it may be something that might take a little bit longer because it sounds like there's a lot more research that's going to it,
yeah.
As we're finding out. There's no real seamless way yet to...
Well, I was against it at first, but now I'm kind of more on the fence. If the board wanted to do it...
You wouldn't have any objection?
Yeah, I don't have any objection either. I just don't think it's... It's our focus at this point.
Mm-hmm. Can we ask Josh what he thinks? Do you know what we're talking about here?
Yeah, I've been filled in on the discussions about this. I would agree. It's not a priority at the moment.
Okay.
We have a budget, so that's priority one.
So you want to let this lie until after budget season, then pick it up?
Sure.
Is that the feeling?
Yeah. You want to cut something else, Josh?
I mean, you give me a budget and a pen, and we'll see where it goes.
Red pen or black pen, Josh?
I'll need two.
You want line item veto? Is that what you want?
I'll pass on the line item veto.
Yeah. Okay, we will move on. Glenn, thank you very much for pursuing that. Okay, New Hampshire School Board Association, 2018 Proposed Resolutions and Delegate Assembly. I believe in the past we have voted on this to either support it or not support it. And we've also sought a volunteer if anybody wanted to go and represent us.
Be willing to go. You guys tell me what you want for yay or nay. I think Steve and I went last year, year before.
Yeah, we did a couple years ago, yeah. If Paul would like to go, that's fine. I don't know what my commitment is on that day.
That's fine with me as well.
Yeah. Meal was good.
What, there's free food?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that. Okay. How do we feel about, so we have no problems with appointing Paul to go, peers, and what about the items, are we in support of everything?
I tend to agree with the recommendations of NHSBA, especially on that Hampstead School Board.
Yeah, usually I think they're, it's just common sense for the most part. So under action items, we can vote to support the proposed resolutions and nominate Paul.
One of them they recommend not to support.
Number 13 was I think 13 they said no.
13 is the one that they do support.
So we will support all but 13?
All but 11, I think is what we're looking at.
15, it looks like, is not recommended either.
Oh, 15, too. That's, well, 14
that
and 15.
Was, yeah.
Adoption, 14, 13.
Yeah, I would not be in favor of 14.
It looks like they're not recommended. Four of them are not recommended. Is that right?
Well, that's generally what happens.
So it's 13, 14, and 15.
No, 13. Yeah.
Adoption not recommended.
Right.
So we'll vote to support 1 through 12. Does that make sense?
They're not recommending 11. But they want to leave that one up to the local boards.
Do we have to have a vote on this tonight, too, or do we have some time? I mean, can we look at this at the first meeting in January?
Yeah, we can.
Just with some of those, I mean, just to give us a little more time.
Yeah, we can certainly do that.
We just got it before the weekend.
Because it's scheduled for Saturday, January 20th, so.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, we will table it, and we'll make sure we'll be on our next.
It's mainly 11 through 15, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and I guess the options, I guess when you were saying supporting 1 through 12, were you talking about just saying that we support 1 through 12 and not the rest of it? Or
yeah, that's what I thought initially, but then I saw that 11 is not, 11 they don't want to, we can talk about, we'll talk about it, Nancy will be here too. Well, yeah. Let's table it and we can just go through it and vote next meeting. Okay. We have the fiscal year 19 proposed budget. Are we happy with what we have? Do we want to make any other modification? I know we took off the truck at our last meeting. And the difference between the proposed and the default is what? $79,590?
Yes.
And 2 cents?
Thank you. point out that we did take the truck off, and that was at $25,000, but we had a track change request that was dated, it was submitted on the 1st. So I didn't have that in time to include it in our board meeting packet last time. So the net difference is roughly $18,000.
Okay.
So it wasn't a full reduction of $25,000.
What line is that? What's a track request?
The track change, so somebody's finishing getting their master's and jumping from a bachelor's to a master's.
Oh, okay.
Is that the same as they're moving up a step?
No, they're moving up a step
across.
And the track.
Okay.
So it was about $2,400 or something.
Okay.
I still don't know what the school was for.
That would be reflected
in the respective salary line.
Are we good?
Yeah, I admit I haven't had a chance to look at the default and what the major differences are there.
Actually, well, a question I have too, the response that you sent, the information you sent to all of us on Steve's question about the nurse salaries, I just was wondering a little bit more if you could explain in a little more detail verbally, because I was having a hard time.
On the nurse salary?
Right.
Okay, so the budget for 2017, I think it was? Yeah, so the budgeted line item for 2017 for the high school nurse included her salary and an additional $40,000 for monitoring, various medical monitoring services for needs for a student. So that could include riding along on the bus, it could include interpretation services. So there are a variety of services that we anticipated needing. We did need them, but we didn't fulfill them by using the high school nurse. We fulfilled them by using the middle school nurse. And so the actual $40,000-ish dollars, I don't think it was a full 40, but that amount that we did incur is in the middle school line instead of the high school line.
Okay.
So that if you were to add the two budgets and the two actuals, it would wash out.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I wasn't quite following it from the wording, so that actually helps a little bit. Thank you.
Okay, the athletic officials are different from the athletic coaches.
Yes. Athletic official line item did not go up that much, and those rates are set by the NHIA. The coaching, we looked at the rates.
Yeah, the coaching, I understand.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And it was the coaching that went up about $5,000, not the the officials.
I must have misread that. Now, this may be a question for Bob. On the staffing of the elementary school, what was called alt school, elementary school?
Yes.
We were short on that for a year, am I understanding?
Correct. We had a person who left halfway through the year, the previous year, and that's why there was the increase the following year.
And how do we stand now on that?
We've got it covered.
Yeah, the positions are full now.
So it's full this year and
yes.
Projected to be full next year. Okay. And then the other question is in terms of the actuals on legal fees. Do you have a sense of what we've spent so far this year on legal fees?
I think we figured out
about $4,200
yeah.
this year so far.
$4,200
so far. $31 was just in the past week or so. So that I don't know if that's going to show up in the computer or not. And I think it was $1,250 before that.
Yeah.
But I think that to answer the question that I think you're looking at is, if we only spent $19,000 in 1 year, but we had budgeted for $78,000. How did we come up with the 78? And I think if you go back, is it 15, 16?
Yes.
15-16, we budgeted for 75,000.
72.
And we 72, and we spent
77.
77.
So we're doing negotiations.
That, yes. Exactly.
And we're not doing negotiations now.
But we will be next year.
Yeah. Oh, come on, we just finished.
Seems like it.
We're doing negotiations next year.
Teachers, we're going to start the teachers in the fall.
Yeah. That's right. So, and I think it's also important to note that the average prior to last year, the 4-year average prior to last year was $62,000. The 5-year average, when you include the lower amount that we spent last year, is $53,000. So, budgeting 20 to 25,000 just wouldn't be practical given the historical numbers.
Yeah, but we could budget 50.
We could budget 50. We have negotiations coming up, and our average, when you take that low number out, our average was 62 over the prior 4 years.
I know, but we've got such a good relationship now with the union.
I think 50 would still be a little late.
Okay, I will defer. And then could you just explain the McGirty contract piece again? Because I was a little confused by that.
So if you'll recall, in the fall, we had a conversation about how the budget number didn't tie into the state report numbers. And it was because of how we had rolled over open purchase orders from the prior year. And that we had the conversation that this has been historically done. And everybody said, no, it shouldn't be happening that way. And so I was asked to back it out, which I did, so I reversed it out. But then what happened as well is that by inflating our budget for the subsequent year, we were also inflating our expenses. Because when we would pay something, it was reflected in the new year's expense column. So when I corrected all of that, that all went out of the expenses for the year. So it's not really comparative data from year to year until, because the accounting methodology wasn't the same in that 1 year.
What is the 461,000? What is that? Because that's a number that you're bringing from year to year. Is that a number that is actual a contract number?
Yeah, we are under contract, and it did not increase from we didn't increase from 17 to 18. And I don't think we budgeted for an increase for 19.
Okay. So the actual for 2017, that was 561, I'm sorry. The actual for, we budgeted 561 in 2017, and we spent 491. And then we budgeted 561 for this year.
Okay.
And are we projected to spend 561?
I believe so, but we're paying them for services.
It's the same contract, right? Right, but the contract would be for the 491, I would think. Right, if it's the same as last year?
I will go back and double check.
Yeah, if you could just do that. It's confusing. Mm-hmm. I'm not quick enough to go.
I understand it's confusing, but part of the fluctuation, the variation, was created between the different accounting methodologies from...
That's what makes it confusing.
Right.
That's the only thing that I have left on my agenda. Yeah, because we had anticipated that maybe the difference between the default and the actual budget would be a little bit less.
I think the last time we met in this forum, I said it was within 100,000. And then when we did meet me again at the planning meeting, I did have a lesser number, but I was also clear that I needed to go.
Oh, yeah,
there wasn't something right with retirement numbers.
I'm not hoping to.
I
We ready to move on? We will have one more meeting to talk about this at our next meeting. We can have any discussions that we need, and then we'll vote. But right now, it seems that we're happy with this number.
Yeah, just pending that.
Pending the outstanding questions that we have. Okay, we will move on to the default budget. Are there any questions on that? Excuse me. No, we don't. It's just, it's all basically based on the prior year or based on a contract. We good?
Yeah.
Okay. We will move on to the warrant articles. We have a whole slew of warrant articles we can talk about. Plus we have a possible warrant article for the project for the elementary school. Okay, first of all, do we have any issues with the replacement of the truck?
No.
No.
So that's going to be, what, 25K? Right?
I would say up to 25.
Up to 25K. Then we have the entrance to the elementary school parking lot and playground.
It's actually just clarification on the warrants, too. Can we word it so that, I mean, do we have to take the specific amount? Or
that's why I suggested that.
That's up to.
That's why up to. Because
okay.
Then it's up to you, don't have to take
them. We don't have to, okay, that's fair enough.
I'm going to ask a question. I just want to poll the board. I think I know the answer, but I just want to be sure. We talked about doing two different things for the elementary school project. Number one, we talked about going for the entire sum at once, or breaking the project up and asking for a little bit this year and maybe some more next year. In the meantime, we can fundraise for the playground. Which, I believe, you're in favor of going, Steve, you're in favor of going, asking for the entire amount in one warrant article?
I'm in favor of giving the public a chance to vote on it, yeah.
Okay.
And if the public decides it's too much, then we can always fall back.
That would be next year. We would.
Yeah, but we could do fundraising. There could be fundraising in the meanwhile, as John suggested. We get to throw balls at him in the booth.
Chris,
I think. I mean, if we're able to structure the warrant article so that when we're asking for the overall amount, can we, you know, within the text of the warrant article, explain the big items of where it's going to, as far as the playground, the entrance. I mean, it doesn't have to be detailed, like, you know, line by line, but just, you know, like the, you know. The entrance area of the playground itself, so the public knows that we're not just asking for it.
It's not the playground project, it's the elementary school
right
and so
project.
We're, potentially thinking of putting the paving in that too, and not funding the paving trust.
Well, that's.
Because I mean, that's. I guess
that would be yes. So you're in favor of going for it all in one, as well.
I think it makes the most sense to do, and
okay.
as Steve said, I mean, if we explain it, the public can then say yes or no.
Okay, Paul.
I personally, I'd just like to see the playground, a new playground. You know, I'm not so much into the cosmetics of the entrance, but I'd certainly go along with putting the whole thing out there and let the people decide if they want to spend the money.
Okay. Well, on the playground amount, too, I mean, if we're going to do on the truck up to $25,000, is there, I mean, I don't know, I guess with the warrant, too, we certainly wouldn't be able to act on it until the budget year kicks in anyways, which does give a little bit of time, but, I mean, they're probably not going to, I mean, realistically, unless they have a huge fundraiser, you know, they're probably not going to fundraise a huge amount over the next 1 to 2 years. But, you know, if they do raise an amount, is there a way we can structure that so it would come out of not asking that, you know, not taking that? You know, so like up to a certain amount?
Yeah, we fund up to
the overall or if we want
to
break it up.
To, you would need to also decide if you're going to raise an appropriate or if it's going to be funded from surplus.
We couldn't count on surplus for that.
Well, that's what I think as well. But,
We'd have to raise an appropriate.
Okay. But you could raise an appropriate up to an amount, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know if you. I know you can use surplus up to an amount. But then the truck is raising
that's
an appropriating
right.
as well.
Yeah.
I think I'll verify the language with the department.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, so seeing the board, the majority of the board wants to go at this in one lump sum at the beginning, do we want to, we probably don't want to add anything to paving because paving is included in that. So I would think we would eliminate paving from this. What about...
Can I just make a comment on the project? I think what we call it is very important.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Because... what this is, it's really investing in the future,
right?
And the entrance to the elementary school piece is not just a cosmetic move. It really is a move to attract and retain students, attract and retain teachers, provide the strongest educational environment that we can. And that's a difficult thing to get across because mm-hmm. I mean, nobody likes to spend money to pave parking lots. That's not real exciting, and yet there are safety issues and practical issues about that. And if people could see that the project as a whole has its components, but is basically designed as a capital campaign to attract more people to the school, to improve the climate, the educational climate of the school, I think it begins to make more sense. Because I know the numbers are big numbers.
Yes.
There's no question about that. But if we attract more students, if we hold on to more students, if we improve the atmosphere, then there's a long-term payback, which I think is more than financial, but does have some financial implications.
Of course, on the flip side, if it's real good and it draws in a lot of students, we might have to take out some of this for an addition.
We've got space.
Well, when we're setting up that warrant for raising and appropriating, too, I mean, the other thing, I guess, just kind of goes off what Steve was saying a little bit. I mean, should we ask for it and put it all in the same warrant and try to break that down of the three separate totals? Or does it make some sense to put the paving and, you know, that take that piece out and fund it separately? I guess if we do that, we're running the chance that part of it would pass and the other part wouldn't.
That's true.
But I just was throwing that out there as something I was thinking about. I don't know if that has any, you know, I don't know if that would help bring it down.
Well,
you know,
we could break it down to three warrants or four or five, whatever we wanted. But we could do the 100,000 just for the front of the building. We could do 160,000 for the paving, and then we can do another 200 and some odd thousand dollars for moving the playground, if that's what we wanted. But then again, you run the risk of having some things approved and some things not approved.
We've been there before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I don't have a problem doing that, but again, you're running the risk. But then again, you could get some of what you want and not get everything, which we're having, if we vote for everything and we don't get it, we get nothing.
Right, but everything is so interconnected.
Well, it's broken down into three projects. I mean, when it was presented to us, we were told that we could do it piecemeal if we wanted to.
And it might cost a little more.
It might cost a little more, but it would...
Yeah, no, it's an option.
But as of right now, it appears we're going to be asking for the entire dollar amount. And we'll have to have a presentation at our public hearing to go into what we'd like to do and the costs of the different components.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any administrative comments on that?
Well, I think one of the other questions we talked about at the last meeting, or that the board talked about, was whether or not to fund the rest of the funds on this list. And to, by eliminating putting money in the technology, the paving, the roofs, the special education, and the maintenance expendable, you've eliminated the costs of all five other trust funds that you wouldn't be donating to or putting into for the future. And say that this is a priority. This has been something the board's asked me about every year since I've been here. And when the board tasked the administration to take a look at it, now it's, do you go forward with it or do you not go forward with it? It is a lot of money. Certainly, you know, we're looking forward to tomorrow morning to see what kind of a dent we're going to make with McDonald's. And so it's, I think that the only way to really present this to the voters is that put some of these other bills off.
Okay. Yeah. Some of the other warrant articles come out of surplus.
Correct.
So would the warrant article be read to take some out of surplus to compensate? Because that would...
Well, the problem is if we don't have a surplus, you don't get any money. I mean, it's a conditional warrant, meaning if there's no surplus, there's no funding.
Well, I'm just
that.
Wondering whether we could do it in a way that doesn't specify the amount that's coming out of surplus. It basically says up to so much out of surplus, yeah, and the balance.
Yeah, that's another.
To raise and appropriate, because we've always been able to fund those warrant articles out of surplus, which come out of surplus. And my guess is that we probably will be able to do that going forward, but there's no guarantee. I'm just wondering if we could word it. You see where I'm going in terms of wording it in a way so that, you know, we could have, you know, a couple hundred thousand out of the surplus, which was a significant dent in that 680.
Well, I wonder, can it be the same warrant article to do what Steve was saying, or does that have to be two warrant articles and the second one be?
We're looking for language on.
Yeah. I don't know. Can we do that?
I don't know.
We can find out from the other.
Yeah, definitely we'll find out.
For our next meeting.
Yeah.
For our next meeting.
And if we can't do it in the same one, could you look into, like, if we did two, you know, the second one would be...
I don't think there'd be any problem with separating them and doing it that way.
Well,
logistically from the Department of Revenue's perspective.
Right.
But how would you do that? I mean, if we had two warrant articles, one to take out a surplus, one to take out of just taxation, I mean, what would you say for the first one?
We'd have to split it into the projects. Then.
But that would be so... Can you imagine? We tried doing complicated stuff like that before, and it wasn't received very well.
Yeah. No, I wasn't recommending it. I was just responding to the question.
No, it's easier if you could do it in one warrant article that asks for the total amount, and in the warrant article it specifies a certain amount comes from surplus, whether it's up to or a specific amount, depending on what we can do and what we can't do, and the rest we have to raise appropriate.
Because
that cushion's thick.
I understand what you want to do.
Yeah,
we're going to take the money out of surplus if there's not any money there. If there's no money there, it all comes out of taxation.
Right.
We could do that. I don't know if we can.
No,
they're looking.
Yeah.
We will look into it.
And I think I agree. If we could do that, I think that that is certainly a lot easier than breaking it up, because if we break it up, it gets more confusing. Harder to explain.
But the work has to be done over the summer, correct? So we have to know.
Well, we'd know in March. People vote in March for this.
Well, you don't know the surplus, though.
We're not paying all the bills in the summer.
True. How would you? That would be a problem.
That would be probably.
You would have to wait until
after the end of the
year. After we're audited. When do you know the surplus? Really, after you're audited?
That's when it's firmed up, yes, or finalized or approved. What do I want to say? Verified.
So that means.
So it would be when. So for funding our trust fund surplus, it's once we go through preparing all the annual audits and the board is voted and everything. So it's August.
In August. That would give us time to do it before school started.
I wouldn't expect it would.
School starts, what, the 25th or something like that, August?
I think we need some time to look into the logistics.
Yeah. Could we have it so that, could we word it such that we could, does a warrant have to be spent in the year that it's appropriated, or do you have multiple years to spend it?
If it's worded properly, we can have a warrant article that rolls over into the next year.
Because if we're going to do something like that, we probably would want to have it roll over into the following, do it the following summer.
I guess not to throw another idea on the table, but if we do have to go that direction, maybe then we look into possibly, if we're not going to be doing the work till the following summer, possibly splitting that up, if that would be a little bit of an easier burden. I don't know. Maybe it's easier to just ask for it all at once, and then we're done, yes or no. But on the other hand, if we run into that, we're going to set it up so that we can't, we have to wait till we know what the surplus is. We might as well
split it up.
Think about splitting that up and getting half now, half later. So it'd be like a 2-year trust fund. I don't know if there's any other.
Well, yeah, I know. You're right.
So I guess as Steve said, it depends. I guess we need more details on the logistics.
Yeah, first, we don't even know if we can do this. So let's find out what we can and cannot do, and we can figure out what we're going to do at that next. We have to figure it out at our next meeting, that's for sure.
Yeah. I don't know the legalities and the technicalities, but my sense is if we knew that we had a $50 surplus, then we could spend, 30 of it pretty safely and wait for the other 20. I'm using, low numbers, obviously.
Soft math.
We know, before it's verified, we have a pretty good sense of what that surplus is going to be, is all that I'm saying. And my hope would be that we would be able to maybe not spend the whole surplus without it being verified, but what we're 99.9% confident in spending. But they're all logistical questions which I can pass on to you.
Okay,
guys.
Find out, but let us know. Would it make sense if all the money has to, if we can't split it up, the money has to either come all from taxation or all from surplus, then I'm assuming we would have to go from taxation, because we don't know what we're going to have. We can't guarantee that we're going to have $580,000 in surplus. If that's the case, then should we consider funding technology to the tune of maybe another $50,000 to start bringing that back up some? I mean, I think we have $150,000 in the roof right now. Special education, I believe we have, almost 500?
A little over
500. Maintenance, we've been trying to spend down, so it would make, that doesn't make sense for us to put in any money into that, but technology,
yeah,
I would think we'd want to put...
The roof, we only have 100,000, not 150.
Okay. But, does that make sense?
It does.
Yes, it does make sense.
So that if, depending on what we can do with the elementary school, we will fund a technology expendable trust, maybe $50,000. Seem reasonable? That'll be it. Okay, one other thing that we talked about last meeting is having a vehicle replacement trust fund and starting to put money into that. We're replacing one vehicle this year. I believe we have 6 vehicles in our fleet. Small fleet.
Yes.
But, and at some point we're going to have to replace others. So does it make sense to start open maybe with $10,000 and just gradually start building it up so that we have enough money when it comes time to replace these vehicles, we have money so that we don't have to... I mean, it's only $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 depending on the vehicle, but I don't know.
Do we have a projection as to when vehicles are going to need to be replaced, whether we're going to get hit all at once or... I mean, if we got hit with $25,000 a year, then we don't need a trust fund. It's a question if we get hit with 3 or 4 at the same time.
Well, that's... Yeah.
That would really good.
We do have 2 or 3 vans that are the same, within the same year or so. Right now, we have late use on them.
Yeah, like and low mileage.
Yeah, very low
vans.
Mileage and low maintenance expense.
So we can kick this one down the road.
But
for
I
the
think
year.
They're circa like 2009, 2010, but
yeah.
Still.
Yeah, they're
it's under 30,000 miles.
They're older, but
yeah.
They're not,
yeah.
There's not a lot of mileage on them.
No.
I think that we talked about the bookmobile
as a
possibility. It's just an idea, I think, that you know, the police department builds certain things into their budget. They know they're going to replace
right.
them. Is it good business to start putting some money aside for that? That's depends on what's in the surplus, or if you just want to build in $5,000 or $10,000 a year because you know sooner or later you're going to buy another vehicle. But right now, the prognosis on the two is I. If I were a betting person, I'd say we get a few more years out of those two vans.
Sure.
So, and we had a new pickup truck 2 years ago, and so this would put the second truck in good stead. So our risk becomes the food van, is that?
Yep.
And the bookmobile.
About how many miles a year do we put on the pickups that we use? I mean, those are maintenance pickups, I'm assuming.
I think both of those had about 100,000 on them. The one we currently are replacing and the one we replaced before had about 100,000. Correct me if I'm wrong, James.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it sounds like we have more of a problem with rust and corrosion than
Stanley.
Anything else. Yeah.
Build a garage.
Yeah. We have one.
As a point of just a clarification question too, the maintenance fund, how we said we're trying to spend that down.
Correct.
Is that kind of an informational, because I actually don't know the answer to this. Is that something that, you know, if it's used in an emergency, if we needed to use that for vehicles, would that count or no? It's a stretch.
No. Yeah. Big stretch. How much do we have in the maintenance? Like 100?
178,000.
Okay, because I believe we were shooting for like 150
yeah.
last time. Okay, that's close.
We can talk about that.
Yeah, there'll be news later on that.
Have you changed?
Okay.
So
I'm getting the feeling that we've agreed that we're not going to fund the maintenance trust, special education, or the roof expendable trust this year. And we are going to do technology for $50,000.
Yes.
That would make sense.
It makes
at least,
sense.
At least
and we're not interested meeting. At this point to do anything with the trucks. We'll kick that down the road a year or two and see what happens. And it's not that much money. It's, well, 25 is, it's a lot, but it's not.
It's
know?
Not going to hit the budget like a roof would.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So when we vote, we can vote on all that stuff. Unless something changes, and you'll research how to structure that.
Now, are we going to, I mean, we're waiting for information on the entrance and on that warrant article. Is that going to, are we going to wait on the others to vote? Or?
Oh, we're not voting on tonight.
Okay. Okay.
I just
clarifying.
I think we're all in agreement. For the most part, we're in agreement on just
right.
about everything.
We're just waiting for, yeah, the details on the other ones.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Okay. Now, revisit a policy BCB, board member conflict of interest. Paul, you asked that we put this on there.
Yeah. I didn't think it was too clear last time we talked about it. I know the public didn't think it was too clear either. But and so I asked for it to be on there. And the only problem is Nancy's not here, but I'd be willing to move that we go back to the original policy before we changed it a month ago.
This is one of those items that's a thorn in our side. Let's put it that way. Because
a little thorn.
Yeah. I know I feel strongly about it. And if we put it up to a vote tonight, I mean, you guys voted on it 2 months ago when I was on in Europe. I don't know. I don't know what to do with this, to be honest with you. I mean, it's just going to keep on coming up.
It's your call. I mean, we can vote on it tonight if you want. I have a preference. It's not one that I live and die by.
Yeah.
I see other issues that are major, more major. I just see this. You know, the simple fact that if there is an outstanding person or an only applicant for a job, that the kids are better served if we hire him or her. And I can understand the other policy, and if the board votes that way, I'm not going to bring it up again and say, let's vote on it next week.
Okay. Yeah, the problem with this, I'll be honest, if this policy stands as is, and somebody brings forth a member of their family as a teacher and says, okay, first of all, they have to say that their cousin, their sister, their brother, their mother, their father, their spouse, their son, their daughter is applying. They have to recuse themselves. And I couldn't vote. I could not vote for that person because I feel that strongly about it. I don't know how Paul feels, but so we could end up where you could have two members saying no, two members saying yes, and the person whose relative is applying for has to recuse themselves so that this person doesn't get hired. And I don't want.
So be it.
Well, yeah, but I hate to see that. I worry about that type of stuff.
One would think that person wouldn't be brought before the board unless the superintendent was pretty strongly feeling that that person would pass muster.
Yeah, that's true. But sometimes stuff happens.
And frankly, it's probably not going to happen when any of us are sitting here.
True.
That's
true.
So
maybe
how we feel individually doesn't. You know.
Maybe we weren't worried too much about it, but okay. I'll tell you what, we will vote on it and we'll see what happens. Unless we want to talk about it some more.
I don't know. Do you have any comments, Ron?
Well, you know, I agree that I wouldn't put somebody forward that I didn't think was the best candidate. You know, I can't speak for past superintendents or future superintendents on that. But when I put somebody forward, they not only have to go through me at the end, but usually they're being recommended by a principal as to this is the right person that we want in our building. And I can tell you honestly, the three administrators that I have as principals right now wouldn't put somebody forward because they were somebody's cousin, uncle, husband, or wife. They would put them forward because they thought they were the best candidate. So right now, I think it's a safe something to say that, that it would be the best candidate. I can't predict the future. I will say that, you know, other than when you were away, you typically, when there's a person missing from the board, you don't put forward a vote. That's my only concern, is that you know that the dilemma that that could put us in tonight with that. And in the past, when a board member wasn't present, you always put it forward to the following week.
So you're right. I know.
But if that's true, we'd be back to the original policy if we had
I didn't hear a blazing commitment from Steve, and that, to be perfectly honest with you, seems like he could go either way.
This is, you know, my heart tells me that we shouldn't vote tonight. I think we should have the five of us have to vote
on this
this
particular
so.
One.
What?
On this particular one.
On this one, because we've had so much discussion and so much.
No pressure on Nancy.
It should be the five of us.
So put it up. I mean, we're not going to have anyone come forward in the next 2 weeks. So.
No, but still. I mean, what I don't want to happen is that we vote tonight, and then Nancy will say, well, why did you vote? I want it brought back up again in 2 weeks. And then we have to vote, and we have to talk about it again in 2 weeks.
Sure.
I mean, it's just one of these things that I want to just put it to rest and be done with it. So we will vote on this in 2 weeks.
Everybody has to be here. Can't get sick. No vacation.
Right. No traveling. Okay?
No going to China.
And if you don't vote the way I want, we'll keep on voting until you finally do. How's that?
We got to give you a victory before Christmas.
Okay. Superintendent's report.
Okay, just some general information. The elementary school and middle school, I'm sorry, the middle school and high school holiday concerts were absolutely fantastic. They both were just, there were a ton of kids. It was just such a nice reflection on the program in both. Mark, what was it, 80 kids on stage at one point in time? It was just
for the chorus.
For the chorus. Just absolutely a tremendous performance. And Friday night was a very successful elementary school and middle school roller skating dance. Those of us that go back many generations remember when roller skating was a very popular and common thing, where you actually held a girl's hand the first time to roller skate around a rink. But that's something that I guess I'm generationally impaired on.
I remember that.
Yeah, me too. they seemed to be everywhere when we were younger.
Yeah.
They
spilled a Coke on my future wife that night too, if I remember correctly. Just ask her about it.
Appointments, leaves, and resignations. You have the information in your packet. They seem pretty simple and straightforward tonight. Any questions? We've been discussing the extracurricular activities now for quite a while, and had many discussions back and forth with the Hillsborough Dearing Federation of Teachers. And so you have, somewhere in your package, you have an MOU that Alex and I worked on together, mutually agreed upon. I will say that we did a double check today, and Jim and I did catch that the National Honor Society advisors are listed as one advisor, and there are two. So if we could amend the MOU to reflect that there are two National Honor Society advisors. What was it, last weekend, not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before, the National Honor Society hosted their Santa Day, and I forget the number of kids we had at it, but it was...
I think it was around 150.
150.
It was kids. A very good turnout.
Yeah. You want to tell us a little more about it? You were there. Tell us about it.
I was there. Well, it went well. Not much more to say about it. We did have a higher turnout than last year, and the only downside was we ran out of bacon.
I heard that, but I heard that she used something like 40 more eggs than the year before.
Yes, we had to get more eggs then.
Well, that's why I didn't come. I was afraid they'd run out of bacon. So I think it's a very reasonable, in the packet from the week before or two meetings ago, there was a comparison at how our extracurricular activity stipends go. So to me, it's a very reasonable.
I do want to correct myself. I believe it was 150 total, not 150 children.
Yeah. So, any questions on the MOU? Okay. Not hearing any. Number four, business administrator's report. Now, I'll let you give the good news, the bad news, and the ugly.
Okay, so have a financial report in here for November. There's a small budget transfer, less than $5,000. This one's actually $250. We needed to transfer between books and supplies and equipment accounts for the special ed. The auditors were here and completed their field work. So I'm pushing for them to continue working on the report. I've already received some draft information, so not draft and document that can be shared, but verbal feedback. And so they're doing the final things and getting confirmations and such so they can round up reports. And then we were discussing earlier the emergency maintenance fund. Had to let the middle school water heater go. We think it happened this morning, so there wasn't too much water damage, but we do need to replace the water heater. And we did this 2 years ago with the other water heater at the middle school, and it cost us between $14,000 and $15,000, and that was funded by the emergency maintenance fund. So I would like the board to consider scheduling a public hearing so we can, instead of waiting to the end of the year to say it's an emergency, recognize it as an emergency now, and allocate those funds.
What actually blew it?
James?
The tank itself just running out from hard water. There's a glass lining inside of a hot water tank, and it's heated by a propane burner underneath. That glass lining just failed and just rusted out the tank.
Was there any other damage, ceiling?
Just some ceiling tiles, but
so we don't have numbers yet, but since we did this 2 years ago, it's not going to be
that
much of a difference. We don't anticipate it. Certainly won't be less.
We don't have insurance on that.
That's a regular maintenance.
Typically, wouldn't.
Now, wouldn't that come out of the regular maintenance budget? I mean, don't we have like a couple of hundred thousand allocated to just things
that
happen?
I just thought that we deemed it an emergency the last time, and water heaters going isn't something that we typically budget for. We have our red routine maintenance that we expect to do during the year that we handle. I'd like to push for use of the emergency funds for that. A water heater going is an emergency.
And we've got to do it now, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have to replace it. We are replacing it. I just think that James is very careful in how he allocates and uses the maintenance funds, and I know we have some HVAC work that has to be done that isn't optional, but we're trying to put some of that into this year as well, and other things do come up, and this can clearly be defined as an emergency.
So right now what you're saying too is because he's working with it as best as he can, that maintenance fund, the regular maintenance fund is pretty much accounted for as far as that.
When we budget, we don't budget like a cushion in excess. It's our routine regular maintenance that we anticipate for the year.
And I'll ask it a little differently too. I didn't mean that it was budgeted in excess, but
so when he's made a line item budget for that, yes, he has accounted for it. This is what he anticipates, and there might be a little bit of extra in there for unexpected things, but not typically emergency things.
So
when the water heater goes, it's an emergency.
So if the public hearing
it was 2 years ago.
I think for consistency's sake, if it was treated as an emergency when the other one went. Mm-hmm. Be hard not to say it's an emergency in one instance and it was an emergency in the other. That just sucked. That's my 2 cents.
Mm-hmm. Any objections?
No.
Okay, let's schedule a public hearing for our next meeting. We'll start it at 6, and our regular meeting will start at 6. 6:30.
Thank you.
Do you think it's going to take a half an hour?
Pardon?
Do you think it's going to take a half an hour to do
it? No, but just in case.
If not, it'll be 15 minutes early.
Okay, well, we'll 6:15. Okay, yeah. We'll start at 6 and 6:15. Okay, we'll give the public 15 minutes.
If it goes over,
it goes over. Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
So we're starting at 6:15 normal time?
No, we're starting at 6.
We're starting at 6.
The public hearing starts at 6.
Okay.
And our regular board meeting will start at 6:15. Or as soon as the public hearing ends, whichever is
sooner.
Whichever is later. Correct.
Okay, so now Carol is the one that's going to have to print this out to do the posting. So can we run through it one more time so Carol has this straight?
Okay.
What I usually put is the meeting will immediately follow.
Oh, very good.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. I like that. That way it's we're not. Okay. So we're starting at 6, the public hearing.
So unless there are questions about the financial report, I have nothing further.
We good?
Yep.
Okay, we will move on to the minutes. At our last meeting, we approved minutes. We had two meetings, I believe, in our packet, and when I was meeting with Bob, Carol said to me, Rich, which meeting minutes do we approve? And I said, I'm not sure. I don't think we specified. So we are going to run through the drill, and we will be specific this time. I will now accept the motion to approve the minutes of November 20th as printed.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 5-0. 4-0. Okay, I'll now accept a motion to approve the minutes of November 27th as printed.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion and or amendments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. December 4th, I will now accept a motion to approve the minutes of December 4th as printed.
So moved.
Is that for the public hearing?
No, we'll do that last.
Okay.
You second?
Sure.
Okay.
Second.
Paul seconds. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. Now accept the motion to approve the public hearing of December 4th, 2017, as printed.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
A couple changes.
Okay.
Page 3 on D, response from the board. Start with B. Last year, warrant articles were passed substantially, just a spelling thing. Under there also, my comment on A4, spending includes things like transportation and bond payments. That's the whole thing. And A number 3, right above it, our spending per student is, I had a number, $21,460 per student. That's dividing 1 by 2.
Do I have a second to those changes?
Second, sure.
Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. Are there any other amendments to the public hearing? Hearing none. All those in favor of the public hearing minutes of December 4th as amended, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. And I apologize, before we go into public comment, I want to double back on something. Mr. Fadolfi left all this information for Bob, for us about having students come over from China. Do we want to authorize the superintendent to look into the, see if it can be arranged? Do we have any objections?
Yeah, I don't even know that we need to authorize it, but,
I'm
happy to do it.
Yeah, I just want to. Yeah.
I haven't read it, so of course.
Okay.
I
have a question though about that.
Okay.
We used to do that back in, like I said earlier, in the late 90s. I know we had this program where students came over. I know specifically from France, they would come over, spend 4-8 weeks. It was a while here, and then our students would go over there and stay in families. But I don't think it's happening anymore, at least not to my knowledge. Do we know why it stopped?
I don't have any idea why it stopped in Hillsborough, Darren.
Okay.
But I can, that will be part of my homework assignment.
Okay.
Just to see if there was a reason it stopped.
Okay.
And if the reason is still a reason to say yay or nay to this.
Okay, and you'll look into this?
I'll read this. It's the first I've seen of it, so.
Okay.
Certainly.
Could I make a suggestion? I'm thinking maybe Bob could work with one board member, somebody like Steve Hahn, who was a headmaster at a private school and has contacts in China, that maybe you and Bob could work together on this. I'd just like to volunteer.
My contacts in China are relatively low.
Okay.
No, I'm happy to be of any assistance. I think, you know, the only questions I would say is, you know, what's our liability when we take these kids in? And that's something that we just have to ask counsel about, I imagine.
I'll gladly look into it.
So just take a look, yeah.
And if Paul wants to volunteer Steve to assist me somehow.
I'm always open to answer.
A second set of eyes is never a bad thing.
I'm sure you'll reach out to whoever you need to help you with this.
And with that being said, I'm sure we'll hear back on it in a report. So.
You'll get back to us on our next meeting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I like I said, I haven't read it, so I don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. None of us have read. None of us have
qualified to answer any questions.
Okay. And you'll also get back to Mr. Fadolfi.
I will.
Okay.
Sure.
Good.
Yeah, no problem.
Good. Okay. Public comment. For the sake of time, only new comments, please. Do we have any public comments? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had come here determined to keep my mouth shut, but I can't let a comment by Steve go unchallenged. Steve, if you think sprucing up the facade to this building is going to attract one more student, you're wrong. If you think we have lost any students in the past because of that current facade, you are wrong. If you think the reputation of this school as underperforming has anything to do with that facade, you are wrong. And if you think sprucing up that facade is going to do anything to improve that performance, you're wrong.
Anybody else? Okay, response to public comment.
We can agree to disagree.
Fair enough.
I want to comment a little bit about that as well. I don't think improving the look of the school is not going to raise our test scores. One point. I can agree with you on that. However, as far as the public perception of the school goes, I think having a nice entrance to the school helps with the perception of the school. Okay? And you know, my wife is a teacher. She taught elementary, kindergarten, first, second, and we're walking by here, and I ask her what you thought of the school, the front of the entrance here, and she says, for a little kid, it's intimidating, and for prospective families looking at towns, we want to present the school in a positive image. And having a nice entrance to the school helps present our community in a better image to people looking to move to Hillsborough Dairy. It's not the only thing, but it helps. And like it or not, that's our entrance. It wasn't designed to be our entrance. The entrance really is the front of the building over there, but we don't use that. We use this, so it makes sense to spend some money to make it look better.
Yeah,
it really does.
There's a parallel argument with all the talk about downtown, too. You know, does the appearance of downtown detract from the overall essence of Hillsborough? Does it attract businesses? Does it force people away? Is investing in developing the image, is that a financial, does that make sense financially? And I think it's all connected. And I agree, it's not going to improve a test score per se. Now, maybe it might attract some strong students. I don't know. It doesn't. Maybe it might attract teachers in the same way as, you know, we attract teachers because we have a great, you know, a great resource with a trust fund that supports professional development. It's hard to do a dollar for dollar kind of comparison, but I think it's part of a big picture. You look at the high school and what's happened with the facility, you know, obviously with the program. You look at the middle school. We've put some money and some energy into that. We put some money into this too. Some of it you can't see with energy improvements and all. This is just one more step.
Anybody else? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I agree that what goes on inside the walls is more important than what's on the outside of the walls. But I do have to say that if you're a young family and you're looking and you drive by the high school, and in the last several years, Jim O'Rourke, James Bailey have worked really hard at the presentation of the building. You've got no longer a dirt parking lot. You have all LED lighting. They've sealed and restriped, and they took the bushes down in the front, and the maintenance staff took the old wooden sign down and restored it to its original look. We took the stairs that were on the back of the building that had the bricks in them that were purchased by people, and we used the granite block from those stairs and filled in the patio in the front of the building where previously there was nothing. So now when you come into the high school and you take a look at it, and with the quality of how our fields look right now, because they're really looking pretty sensational right now, you get a feeling that this is a 21st century building. You go by the middle school and you look at the middle school, and it's a newer building. It's got a beautiful presentation to it. But then you're a young family and you're deciding you want to live here or not live here. And then, like your wife said it, you come to the scary opening of this elementary school where I'm a little less worried about my middle school kids going into a building or my high school kids, but I am concerned with how parents would perceive that. And it is a big price tag, but that becomes a question of the presentation of our district and how we take care of our buildings and present. But I understand anybody having trouble with the price. I get that. That's a big number, but it's hard to say, is it worth it? That's a tough call. That's my two cents.
I see you generated a lot of agreement there.
Okay, we will move on to action items. Accept a motion to approve the appointments, leaves, and resignations as printed.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. I will now accept a motion to approve the HDFT extracurricular stipends MOU as printed.
As amended.
And what's the one amendment?
The amendment is the National Honor Society has two advisors, not one.
Okay. Thank you.
So moved.
Second for discussion.
Okay.
I guess what bothers me a little bit is we're saying $35 an hour for some of these. You know, if you were talking about a working year, $35 an hour, wouldn't that be $70,000? And which would be more than the teachers make when they're teaching. I guess, you know, per hour, you're making more in the after-school program or some of these others than you are teaching. And, you know, I know it's only a few hours. It's not a full year. But
we agreed to that many years ago, that $35, mm-hmm. and that was part of the previous contract, right. And we're just carrying those ones forward into this. So, but you got to remember, too, these are professionals, and, you know, $35 an hour is, for professionals is not outrageous.
It's kind of saying they're less professional when they're in the classroom. But
because they get paid less, well.
Just the
contract. It's funny that they get paid more part-time than they do for this stuff outside of the classroom than inside. Anything else?
Just consider it overtime.
Yeah, five and a half.
Yeah.
Overtime.
Yeah.
We good? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. Oh, we don't have a non-public, so I think we're good.
Could I ask for a non-public for L? Just a short.
L?
5-10 minutes.
Okay.
I just want to make a comment before we go into non-public. I'm going to give the superintendent some historical archives. If Michael wanted to take a look before he left at the messenger from 1978 about the school budget, you're certainly welcome to do that. But I'm going to give you some stuff which you, Carol, can go through.
I'd love to.
Play around with.
Thank you
all for coming to our meeting tonight. Have a nice Christmas and New Year's, and we'll see you all next year.
Thank you.
I'll now accept the motion to go on public for RSA 91-A:3II.
So
do I have a second?
They were right.
I'll second it.
On and on it
okay.
goes, right?
Could you do the roll, please?
Ms. Robert?
Yes.
Stephen
going in through this door.
Dave?
Steve.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have these things?
Paul Platter?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You mean does the villager? Does the messenger?
Same as Mr. Platter.
Amazing.
The only place I know that we really have.
I saw one of those
at the library.
Well, what's the number?
Motion carries 4-0. I'll see if anybody's out there.
Yeah, the motion to come out wasn't on, but I don't think we need to.
Motion to come out is supposed to be.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to remember. Can we see that? I don't know.
Okay, could I have a motion to seal the minutes of the non-public?
You can. I move we seal the minutes.
Second.
Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. Could I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion. So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. We'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Next year.
Actually, it's don't forget, the our next meeting is
on
the 2nd, Tuesday.
Yes.
Then it will start at 6.
Yeah.
In a public hearing.
And a public hearing is 2 weeks later.
Is a hosted solution called Town Hall Streams, okay? And currently, right now, as a matter of fact, I think Henniker selectmen have just started using the Town Hall Streams so that they can broadcast their meetings. The other one is called Livestream. I think that's the one that you provided. And a third one that I was able to locate is something that deals more specifically with school districts called My Live District. Now, in a hosted solution, there is a subscription fee, and that subscription fee seems to range somewhere around $2,400 a year. The low cost of my district was $1,800 a year. However, for live stream and my district, you must also then purchase the equipment. So you are just paying for the subscription for the live stream.